It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the show. I'm your host, Scotty Myers. Thank you so much for taking some time and spending it with us. Coming up on this show, I will tell you a little bit about how your poop could get you beer. That's in our off story. And when we get into geek news, there were some weird rumors this week out of the DC film universe. We also have some more news on Zack Snyder's Justice League, as that is not far off. Also, a huge cult classic could finally be getting a sequel. I'll have all the details on that in geek news coming up in just a little bit. First, I wanted to start off with some stuff that I've been doing, which is a ton of physiotherapy on my ankle. If you've listened to the show, you know I have ankle issues. I've had them forever. It's annoying. And I finally got to the point where it was like, you know what? I got to get this thing looked at. And so I chose a physiotherapist who was also a runner, thinking they're going to understand a little bit of what I'm putting my ankle through. And 100% I was right on that. She's fantastic. But going to physio, as much as I love it, every session is like going through a Saw movie. You know, like the implements of torture are rolled out because they have all these, and they are very cool tools that they use to kind of get your muscles and your tendons and your bones and whatnot all back up to tip-top shape. Because basically my right ankle had multiple traumas to it, is what I was told the last time it was x-rayed. And that's just from years and years of rolling the ankle. So I go to physio, I have my x-ray results, she reads them, she gets me to do a few tests, then she's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to needle it, we're going to shockwave it, we're going to electro it. So basically, every time I go to the physiotherapist, she takes up this thing called the shockwave machine, which basically just pulsates this, it almost looks like a metal bullet against your skin, which creates shockwaves behind. So the idea is to break up bone spurs because I have a bone spur in there. So I'll take about 5 minutes of just her jackhammering away. And it's like, if it doesn't hurt, hurt's not the right word. If it's not annoying, it's not doing its job. So 5 minutes of annoyance there. And, but I kind of like it, which I don't know what that says about me. And then they also just randomly, it just seems random. I know she knows what she's doing, but to me, there's random just injecting of needles. And then that's not enough. It's not like acupuncture where they put the needle in and kind of leave it there for a while. She'll put the needle in and then hook up electrodes to it. Like, I feel like I'm Mel Gibson at the end of Lethal Weapon, where he's hanging in the shower and they've got kind of the car battery with sponges hooked up to him and they're shocking him. That's kind of what's happening to my foot. My foot has become the end of Lethal Weapon and it's just nonstop. And I can't control my foot. So the electrode goes through it. My foot starts twitching. It's a very weird feeling. Like, it's very, very bizarre. And as strange as all this stuff sounds, I can say that my runs feel better. I can't say that I'm any faster yet, but I can definitely say my runs feel better and my ankle actually feels like it's moving more. Like, it actually feels like it's pushing off. Before, the best way I could describe it is, you know how you watch a horse kick dirt? It's just like stomp, stomp, stomp. That's kind of my running motion previous. It was like a lot of stomping. Now it actually feels like it's moving the right way. So the bizarro tortures are working. I just didn't realize that when I started going to physio for it, I would need to come up with a safe word. And as always, my safe word is blueberry pancakes. Just always is my safe word. Continuing on, one of the big crazy stories that happened this week that took over social media was the Potato Head controversy that Hasbro had decided to drop Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head, and it was just going to be Potato Head. And they were going to ship every Potato Head with both kind of sets of parts. So you could dress up Potato Head however you wanted to. And this became a firestorm online. People were outraged that a toy they probably hadn't thought of in 30 years was getting a change. It's one of those things. It's like, did that really have an effect on your day? Did you go to your bank account and open it up and you're like, why am I $500 short? Oh, because they dropped the Mr. and Mrs. from Potato Head. It had zero bearing. If anything, it's could effectively hurt Hasbro sales because people would usually buy a Mr. and a Mrs. Potato Head, and now all the parts are going to be in one box. So if anything, it's going to hurt their sales. But really, in my mind, I looked at this, and maybe it's just because I'm super cynical at this point, but I looked at it and said, this is one of those things where it's like they've got an old toy. They can do this. It looks good socially, but it puts Potato Head back kind of in the press. So people may want to go buy them because I'm willing to bet sales of this thing not skyrocketing. You know, I think they get a little bump every time there's a Toy Story movie, and that's about it. So I think this was a good way for them to get Potato Head in the news and people interested in it. Because like I said, odds are nobody had thought about a Potato Head toy in 40, 50 years. I know I hadn't thought about it in forever. My question, I guess, is when does Sweet Potato get its due? When does it get a toy? Because I actually like Sweet Potatoes more. But this, to me, spoke of what the hell is wrong with the world. You know, we're still dealing with a pandemic. We still, like, Texas just had massive cold snaps that caused massive problems there. And everybody just was like, oh, you're going to drop Mr. or Mrs. from Potato Head? Put everything else on the back burner. No, we'll get to that vaccine. We have to solve this first. This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with social media. It really, really fucks up our priorities in a big, big way. Just remember that the next time you get outraged over something that probably doesn't really matter. On to our off story of the week. Of course, the story, when you see the headline, you just go, oh, for fuck's sakes. And this one, I did it more out of like sympathy for the employees of this brewery because their heart is in the right place. The headline, a brewery will give you free beer if you send them your poop. Okay, so a brewery in Maryland is going to give you some free beer if you send them your poop, but there's different things here. It's a colon cancer awareness campaign, and basically, if you win their contest, you're going to get a colorectal cancer screening kit, send in a small sample of your poop, and with that, they'll send you a six-pack of beer. So it sounds really, really good. However, we know how people are. Like, the idea is not just to, you know, send these people willy-nilly your poop. You have to go to the giveacrapchallenge.com website. They're going to pick 100 people. Then you do the poop thing. However, as I said, you know how stupid some people are. The employees of this brewery are going to get FedEx boxes, UPS packages. I'm willing to bet there's going to be even some really smushy envelopes just sent to these guys, and they're going to be randomly opening the mail, and it's going to be just poop. And the argument's going to, some people are going to do it for the joke, which is a twisted joke, but some people are going to, listen, you said send me your poop, and now where's my beer? Like, and other people are going to do it just because they don't understand the contest. They're going to think maybe it's the best poop wins. They might even eat extra stuff to make it chunkier or smellier, thinking that's going to get them the edge to get free beer. I've been to enough promotional events over my lifetime, especially working in radio. I've seen what people will do for free beer. Mailing poop, really low on the list. Would not support, like, I've seen way worse. This is all I'm saying. So for this poor brewery, the Dewclaw Brewing in Maryland, you know what, you guys? I'm so sorry. You're about to get just package of crap. And that's just not the normal crap you get in the mail. You're going to get literal crap. Heart in the right place. Mind didn't really think this through. Offs. On to our geek news of the week. And we are going to start with a cult classic film that finally may be getting a follow-up. If you have never watched the movie Galaxy Quest, stop listening to this podcast. figure out where it is streaming in your area and watch Galaxy Quest. It is hilarious. It's heartwarming. Like, it's everything good sci-fi should be. It really is. It's a really, really well done movie. Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, the late Alan Rickman. It's just a great, great cast. It's super well done. And fans have been clamoring for a sequel for years. And now, according to Sigourney Weaver, it seems like we may be getting one. She said a sequel is in the works. They're not 100% sure, at least she's not, how they're going to replace Alan Rickman's character. Of course, he unfortunately passed away. So I don't know if they're going to recast him, maybe, you know, just not have that character in the sequel, which I think would be tough, but doable. And according to Sigourney Weaver, the plan is going to be to somewhat kind of spoof what has been a Hollywood mechanism to get new fans into a franchise of having the old Galaxy Quest team have to team up with a younger cast of a new reboot of Galaxy Quest, which would fit really well with the movie and even the first movie. It makes sense as a sequel. So I'm super excited about this. And as I said, if you've never seen Galaxy Quest, dear God, find it. It is a fantastic, fantastic movie. Moving on to some Star Wars news. It's mostly casting news. Relatively quiet in a galaxy far, far away right now. But we did get word that Obi-Wan, the show, has added Indira Varma in an unknown role. Now, she was on Game of Thrones, and really good on that. Be curious to see what role she's going to play on Obi-Wan. So far we know she's in it. We know, obviously, Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan and Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader, or probably Anakin as well, and some flashbacks are in this cast. That's really all we know. Don't know the story line, really, of what Obi-Wan's going to be about, but things are starting to take shape. And talking about Obi-Wan and Ewan McGregor playing Obi-Wan Kenobi, a rumor out there says that the Star Wars show Andor, which focuses on Cassian Andor's character from Rogue One, will be adding Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan. I'm sure this will be like a one-off appearance or something like that. I find this very odd. And the only reason I say that is, I mean, I love Obi-Wan and I love Ewan McGregor, so I'm excited to see him definitely be part of more things. But you think of when Rogue One took place, it's before A New Hope, right? It's before Episode 4. People kind of thought the Jedi were all dead. So in my head, it's kind of like if Ewan McGregor shows up as Obi-Wan in a prequel to the prequel, because Cassian Andor series basically takes place before Rogue One, you know, how are people going to know who he is? Is he just going to be walking around as Ben Kenobi, not using any Jedi powers? It just seems kind of odd to me, because he's also in hiding, watching over Luke Skywalker at this point in time. So what the hell's going on? Hopefully it makes sense, but when I read that, I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know about this one. Not too sure. I think really this is just an attempt to get him on something to build up more excitement for Obi-Wan, but you don't need to. People are going to be very excited for the Obi-Wan series. You don't need to have, you know, it's not like Ahsoka, where a lot of fans that hadn't watched the animated shows had no idea who Ahsoka was. So you kind of had to backdoor into The Mandalorian to get people excited for her solo show. You don't need to do that with Obi-Wan. So hopefully it makes sense when they do it, but I do have some trepidation there. Moving over to Marvel, and things are relatively quiet over at Marvel right now, too. We do have some Blade casting rumors. A rumor that the casting rumor hints that his daughter may be part of the show, which would make sense. You definitely want to flesh out Blade's cast of characters a little bit more than just him and you know, Whistler and whatnot. So, you definitely have to flesh that cast out a bit. So that totally makes sense. And the only other news that's really popped out has been WandaVision, obviously. Just about done, season one. I am not as thrilled about this show as a lot of other people. I wish I was. I have watched every episode. The episode a couple of weeks ago I thought was fantastic. the last episode that's been released as we record this, not the season finale, the second last episode of the season, I was kind of meh on. Again, I thought like it was okay, didn't really grab my attention. As someone who had watched the movies, felt like it was a lot of information I already knew. And the end of the show made me laugh out loud, and it probably wasn't intended to, but the way the last line of the show was delivered was very Caruso-like. It was very CSI Miami opening. Like, the whole show was poking fun at TV shows. They should have just fired up The Who after the line was delivered. Like, instead of just going into the typical WandaVision credits, the last line was delivered, where basically it's the first time she gets called Scarlet Witch, not a massive spoiler. And she's just Scarlet Witch, and then it just should have been like, yeah, dun, dun, dun. You know, they should have done that. They didn't, in my opinion, missed opportunity. And for Marvel, who likes to kind of shoehorn in jokes everywhere, which is one of my pet peeves with them, they missed an opportunity to make a really good joke. In my opinion, anyway. So we'll see. I still have high hopes for the series finale. I'm crossing my fingers that I'm going to love it. Because there have been a couple episodes that I've really enjoyed, but overall the series for me has been meh. But they have no plans right now for a season two. So if you're digging WandaVision, some of the cast and crew have come out and said right now there's no plan to do a second season. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but right now it's not something that's on the table. Let's switch over to DC right now. They've been dropping a ton of news as of late, and we're going to start with a big rumor, and that was that Amber Heard had been fired from Aquaman 2, and the rumor was she was fired for violating like the wellness clause or something like that in her contract. The internet has been clamoring, a portion of the internet has been clamoring to get her fired based on the situation with Johnny Depp, and because Johnny Depp lost quite a few things because of the court cases with her. You know, he lost Fantastic Beasts 3. He lost even a cameo in the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie. So there have been calls for her firing. An online petition was put up. There's been 1.8 million people that have signed that petition. Right now, she is still employed on Aquaman 2, as far as we can tell. There were rumors out there that she had been fired. I've seen reports that James Wan is fighting to keep her in Aquaman 2. And then the rumor that even went further, saying that not only had she been fired, but Emilia Clarke was going to replace her as Mira in Aquaman 2. So rumors are flying out there. I don't think they've even started filming the Aquaman sequel yet. So, I mean, I think once they start putting the camera in action, we'll have a better idea as to what's going on with Amber Heard. As of right now, the last thing that I have been able to figure out based on all the stories online is that she is still part of the cast of Aquaman 2. But this is a very fluid story, no pun intended, with Aquaman. So more to come on this later. HBO's Green Lantern show is going to start filming next month. Hopefully this is a really nice redemption for Green Lantern, one of my favorite DC characters. And, you know, obviously had the Ryan Reynolds movie, which had some good parts, had some bad parts. But HBO Max is giving them a 10-episode series. Really interesting cast of lanterns in this, because you get Guy Gardner, Jessica Cruz, Simon Baz, Alan Scott. You don't get Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Kyle Rayner. Those are kind of your three biggest well-known lanterns. So this is an interesting idea, and no word yet on exactly when this show will hit HBO Max, but since it's starting to film, I would guess we will probably get it in 2022. My guess is early 2022. That would be my guess on that. Superman and Lois has already been renewed for season two over at the CW. No surprise there after the massive rating success of the series premiere and how well it was received, not just from a ratings point of view, but just overall the fandom was like, that was really good. And it was. I haven't had a chance to watch second episode yet. I've got it on my recorder there. I got to sit down and watch it, but it was very well done. Really, really looking forward to checking out the second episode of that. The other big Superman story of the week, probably a little bit bigger than Superman and Lois being renewed for a second season, is that Warner Brothers is going to give Superman a reboot. Now, we don't know how hard this reboot's going to be, whether it's going to be soft or not, but J.J. Abrams is producing. His company, Bad Robot, is going to be behind this new Superman with Ta-Nehisi Coates behind the script. No word yet on the plot for the new movie or whether we're going to see a new Superman, because Henry Cavill is still keen to be Superman. However, there are a lot of stories out there saying that this new reboot wants to go in a different direction and that they are looking at doing a black Superman story, which is in the comics. There's a couple of different versions. I would guess they would go with the Calvin Ellis character, who is also president at the same time that he's Superman, which is really kind of a cool kind of juxtaposition when they do that in the comic books. That would be my guess as to the version that they do. And of course, Michael B. Jordan has been rumored to be that Man of Steel. And of course, this again set the internet fandom into a tizzy because a lot of people do love Henry Cavill's version of Superman. And I don't blame them. I like Henry Cavill's version of Superman. With the way DC is going with the Flash movie and giving us the multiverse, you know, we're going to have multiple Batmen in that movie. We know that. Why can we not have multiple Supermen? You know, just because they're going to reboot this and maybe do Calvin Ellis as Superman doesn't necessarily mean we lose Clark Kent as Superman. We're going to be living in a multiverse world, which I love because it gives all these variations and different characters a chance to shine. You know, the Calvin Ellis Superman is a cool character and a great read. And if they do it right and bring him to the big screen in the right way, he's going to be an eye-opening character for a lot of non-comic book readers. So I'm behind this idea of giving all these characters, whether they're variations on classic characters like a Superman or new characters, like, you know, maybe we'll eventually get Static Shock as a movie. I mean, I think they're working on a Static Shock movie, but even more of the Milestone characters in movies. I think this is great. I don't know why people are afraid of this. I really don't in this day and age. It kind of makes me mental. So looking forward, but none of this is confirmed. Whether they're going to do Calvin Ellis, Clark Kent, who's going to be Superman, none of this has been confirmed. It's all internet speculation at this point. The only thing we know is that J.J. Abrams is producing a new Superman movie, which is exciting. I'm very much looking forward to this. And speaking of Henry Cavill, we do get to see him as Superman coming up in the Snyder Cut of Justice League. And we now have the titles of the chapters. Because the movie is so long, it's just over 4 hours, they've added chapter breaks into the movie so that you can either have brief intermissions or you can just watch it as chapters because it was initially going to be released as a miniseries. So this gives you a way to break it up if need be. But basically, you're looking at 6 chapters. Part one is called Don't Count on It, Batman. Okay, so obviously part one is going to deal with Batman a lot. Part two, The Age of Heroes. If I was to guess, Don't Count on It, Batman is him trying to get the team together and us meeting kind of Aquaman and Flash and whatnot for the first time in this movie. Part two, The Age of Heroes, probably them coming together. That's my guess. Part three, Beloved Mother, Beloved Son. I think that's a little bit of a throw to Cyborg, mother boxes, and Cyborg is kind of, you know, the child of a mother box. So that's my guess there. Part four is called Change Machine. Again, probably very mother box related. Part five, All the King's Horses. I have a feeling that that is obviously the fight with Steppenwolf and the Justice League. And then part six, Something Darker. And that leads into another story that came out this week that Zack Snyder's Justice League ends on a massive cliffhanger that was supposed to lead into Zack Snyder's Justice League Part 2. And as of right now, it doesn't look like we're getting that movie. Now, if people absolutely fucking go apeshit for, you know, Zack Snyder's Justice League and it does gangbusters and people love it and the demand is there, I think Warner Brothers or HBO Max or a combination of the two would definitely see money. And that's what drives every decision. So they're going to see money and say, we really need to fund a sequel to this movie. So let's see if Zack's willing to do it. Let's see if the cast is willing to do it. And then I think your Snyderverse spins out of there. I think there's still an opportunity for the Snyderverse to exist. It just all depends on how this movie does. So we'll be curious to see. Now, reports have come out that Justice League 2, Zack Snyder, at least his original plan, was to make it entirely in the nightmare sequence world that we see a little bit of in Batman v Superman, and we're going to see a lot more of in Zack Snyder's Justice League. And I don't know how I feel about that, to be totally honest. As much as I love Zack Snyder and I've enjoyed pretty much all the movies he's made, whether they've been DC related or not, I just don't know how I feel about an entire film set in the nightmare version of the DC world with evil Superman and, you know, Batman teaming up with Joker and Deathstroke. Some of the stuff does sound cool, but it sounds cool in a real comic book way where it works in a comic book but might not necessarily work on the big screen. Because the one thing we have to, listen, when you're hardcore geek, you love these ideas. And, you know, somebody, you see the pitch for a new comic series, it's a mini series, and it's like, what happens if, you know, the Joker was the good guy in Gotham and Batman was the bad guy, which has happened in the comics? Sure, I'm going to read that. That's an interesting switch. But to present that to the masses is kind of like, you know, most people that don't read comics might take a step back and go, that's not how that's supposed to be. That's stupid. I don't like that. And I have my fear is that would be the reaction to an all nightmare world Justice League 2, where it would be like, wait a minute, why is Superman evil? Why is the Joker and Batman on the same side? What's going on? I think it would be almost too much craziness for the mass audience that doesn't live and breathe these characters like some of us do. So that would be my fear with it. I think it works in pieces in the movie, but as an entire film, I definitely have my hesitations. Now, I could be proven wrong. It could be fucking amazing. But as we just kind of talk about it potentially, I think it doesn't really grab my attention the same way that maybe just a flat-out Justice League sequel would be of the team maybe going to Apocalypse and fighting Darkseid. That, to me, sounds like more in the lines of kind of what I want to see in a Justice League movie. But who knows? We may not even get to see that movie. It all depends on how Zack Snyder's Justice League does for HBO Max. My one little thing is when the report came out and said it ends on a massive cliffhanger, there was a little part of me that was like, listen, you did some reshoots. Why the hell could you not come up with a satisfying conclusion that still maybe left the door open to make your sequel if need be? But if you never do get to make it, give us some closure in this movie. I have a feeling the ending is going to bother me just because it's not going to be that, you know, finality ending. It's going to be, oh, what a cliffhanger. It'd be like a TV show. What a cliffhanger. And then it gets canceled. And you're like, ah, I have a feeling that may be what happens with Zack Snyder's Justice League. Hopefully I'm wrong. And hopefully it does gangbusters and we get to continue with these characters. I know we're going to get to continue with them regardless, but hopefully we get to continue this story since it's going to be left on this massive, massive cliffhanger. And that will do it for this week's edition of the show. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and continue to tell your friends and spread the word. And you can always hit me up on social media, The Scotty Myers Show on Facebook and Instagram, at Scotty Myers on Twitter, and head on over to our website if you need to drop me an email at scottymyersmedia.com. And until we chat again, have a great week.